It's Thursday, time for our media segment. On this, the first day of the new year, Mike Pesca joins me with the biggest stories of last year. Mike, how did you decide what they are?
Well, in one sense, there's really no decision to be made. Obviously, the biggest story is Iraq. But in another sense, there are a few different takes on what the biggest story is, because there's so much media out there that one person's biggest story or personal obsession might not register on another person's radar. So what I did was I got several top 10 lists from different news organizations, what they said were the biggest stories.
I think the big news organization that runs this summary every year is the Associated Press.
Right, and here's their top 10. Number one, like we said, would of course be Iraq. Following on its heels, the Space Shuttle Columbia disaster, the California recall, SARS, the blackout, sounds on target so far. Number six from the AP is what they call the improving economy. The economy is always somewhere in the middle of the AP's list. And to round out the top 10, as the newscasters say, California wildfires, the tax cut, Elizabeth Smart, and the Democratic presidential campaign.
You know, there's so many top 10s. Listeners might already have forgotten that Elizabeth Smart was the kidnapped Utah girl who was found and returned to her family. But how does this compare to other lists?
Well, I looked at one of the cable news networks, the one that put out a list of top 10 stories, CNN. Their top 10 list was a lot like the AP's. They had civil rights issues in their top 10, along with a category called celebrities and sex charges, by which they meant specifically Kobe Bryant and Michael Jackson. The viewers of CNN had their own list. They didn't put Michael Jackson, Kobe Bryant, or gay civil rights issues in there, but they did put Roy of Siegfried and Roy being attacked by a tiger and conjoined Iranian twins. And they also put the North Korean nuclear standoff on the list.
Well, they're all subjective anyway, aren't they?
So far they have been. But so I like the lists that are backed up by hard data. And so I looked at NPR's most emailed stories.
Whoops.
Number one was Pat Morrison's satirical Morning Edition commentary giving 12 reasons why George Bush should be the leader of Iraq.
Number four, George Bush should be president because many Iraqi people also speak English with an accent. Five, changed its name from Mesopotamia to the easier to pronounce Iraq.
And the second most emailed NPR story was a commentary by Peter Freundlich saying the reasoning behind the war was illogical.
Well, so both of these commentaries appeared as part of a series of perspectives, and many of the voices felt that the war was necessary. I mean, maybe the listeners are emailing these back and forth, but it's not as though NPR didn't cover the other side of the story.
That's true, but it really does get to the point that what inspires passion versus what appeals to the intellect is the sort of story that's going to get emailed. And finally, I have my last list here. The internet, what do you suppose was the most popular term typed into the search engine Lycos?
I'm guessing day-to-day.
Sixth. No, actually, it was Kazaa, the file-sharing service, followed by Britney Spears, something called Dragon Ball, and Paris Hilton.
Which speaks to American prurience, I guess.
Yeah, and Britney Spears sings about it. But, you know, number 28 on the list was the Bible, and number 98 was Shakespeare.
Mike Pesca, New York and National Affairs Bureau Chief for Day to Day. Thank you.
Thank you, Alex.